KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Deliver Us from Evil is a literally stunning documentary. It's a first feature by Amy Berg in which a former priest and convicted pedophile, Oliver O'Grady, faces the camera and confesses his sins in bland, lilting tones that betray a continued befuddlement with his wayward self. This confession may have been good for his soul, but not for anyone else's. The spectacle of O'Grady's obtuseness is absolutely horrifying in the context the film provides. Two decades of compulsive, systematic, and pitiless predations that went unchecked by the church, though not unnoticed by the church, during his priesthood in Northern California. In another context, our current concern with inappropriate sexual behavior in government, the documentary couldn't be more timely. Split off from the consequences of his actions, O'Grady admits that he did bad things. He spent 7 years in prison for doing those things, but he never acknowledges and never seems to comprehend that he shattered his victims' lives. I'm here, he says, speaking of his presence as an interview subject, because in my life there has been a major imbalance. Well, the euphemism is eerie, to say the least, because his imbalance was the rape of dozens of children, including a 9-month-old infant. Still an invincible narcissist, he asks himself why he wanted to reach out to children. That's his phrase, of course. And his answer is completely self-serving. I guess I was overly affectionate. I guess I went a little too far. Amy Berg was previously an award-winning documentary producer for CBS and CNN. She has a reporter's instinct for an important story and the enterprise to go with it. She sought out Oliver O'Grady, who now lives in Ireland on a pension from the church, and persuaded him to talk on camera. And she's drawn a troubling picture of the priest's superiors, including Cardinal Roger Mahony, protecting Father O'Grady, and of course themselves, by moving him from parish to parish in spite of ever more urgent warnings and complaints. We see a 2004 video deposition related to civil trials in Los Angeles, in which Cardinal Mahony says he hardly knew Father O'Grady, even though the film shows warmly personal passages from letters evidently exchanged by the two men. The cardinal also says in the same deposition that sexual urges toward a 9-year-old would not be automatic cause for removing a priest from his ministry. Documentary filmmakers are a breed apart, devoted to their craft in spite of an inexorably shrinking market for feature-length documentaries, at least those lacking cute kids or adorable penguins. Amy Berg's debut feature may well find a wider audience. It's already in the news. Last week, an assistant district attorney in Los Angeles was quoted by the New York Times as saying that the film would fuel ongoing consideration as to whether Cardinal Mahony and others engaged in criminal activity. Deliver Us from Evil has its flaws, some passages are diffuse, and there's a staginess to the climax, which follows two of Father O'Grady's victims as they travel to the Vatican to deliver a letter to the Pope. But the film's concern for the victims and their families is one of its great strengths. One victim, now a grown woman, says she still pulls off the road in dry heaves whenever she sees a Plymouth Duster like the car Father O'Grady drove. Another victim's father cries out with inconsolable anguish, he was raping her, not molesting her, he was raping her. 5 years old, but that's what he did. So much for Oliver O'Grady's maunderings about reaching out to little children in the spirit of love. I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. I'll be back on KCRW on November 3rd with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.